House members and Veterans Affairs IT officials continue to spar over the data security of millions of veterans. In the latest episode, VA committee lawmakers say the agency suffered another nation-state cyber attack. But IT officials say they've seen no evidence of an attack. Oy. Well, Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on this ongoing cybersecurity drama. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, these two are like when you mix baking soda with vinegar. Some stuff always flows up and out and lots of noise. What are they saying happened to VA's network that VA says it didn't?
Well, House Veterans Affairs Committee lawmakers say VA suffered its 10th nation-state cyber attack since 2010. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski is the Republican from Indiana.
Probably most troubling is that the VA recently proclaimed they had a clean bill of health on network security. However, the committee found that a state actor had penetrated VA's network around September of 2014. This was substantiated by another government entity, after which the committee briefed Secretary McDonald. VA was not aware of the intrusion, which by all accounts was then not detected by VA's CRISP, Einstein 3, or by any active review being conducted by a third-party contractor.
Now, the committee alerted VA of the breach. You heard that they were in the midst of this third-party review that was taking place last year. You heard the congresswoman talk about that. That's for the Mandiant review that we've talked about, Tom. And in that Mandiant review, which VA has not released the full review but released bits and pieces of it, basically Mandiant found no evidence that the agency lost any data or that a nation state remained in their networks or took over what they call the domain controllers, which basically is the part of the network, the software that lets you go into any part of the network and see whatever you want. But I also talked to a committee staff member who requested anonymity, and they tell me that the FBI congressional liaison confirmed to staff on February 4th that, quote, a security incident involving VA's computer network occurred in September 2014. According to this liaison, the Department of Homeland Security was notified and told VA of that incident. Now, the staff member said they also passed along all the information they had to VA officials who told them, you know, told the committee they cannot confirm an incident had occurred. So here we have the FBI congressional liaison, you have the committee, you have the Homeland Security Department all involved. I also spoke to another source with knowledge of the attack and also knowledge of the classified report that came from that attack. And they tell me that the agency was notified around January 15th, again, by a third party, in this case, the House and or the FBI. The source says the attacker was able to access information systems, acquire and take data. The source says the notification of the breach to VA officials took place before the Mandiant report came out. Again, the Mandiant report found that VA did not have a compromised environment. VA officials also released some of the information from that Mandiant report again in February. Again, the source also tells me that VA attempted to what the source calls a haphazard response to the attack. They did not have the capability or the skill set to know how to identify the attack vector, the attackers, or conduct a post-mortem activity as a means to mitigate future incidents. This is all coming from a source with knowledge of the attack as well as the classified report. The source also says because of the potential embarrassment to VA officials within the technology office, the CIO's office, VA has attempted to what they call cover up the attack. VA systems are hosting veteran data, particularly health information data, and that remains at high risk, this source says. You can see, Tom, there's a lot going on here. There's a similar problem to what VA has been struggling with for some time. If you remember back in June 2013, the VAIG and others said that the VA had suffered from 9 nation-state attacks since 2010, where they took control of those domain controllers, again, which basically lets the person, the attacker, do whatever they want within the network.
Sounds like Jackie Walorski ought to work for the NCAC or something. So, Jason, how did VA respond to all of these allegations?
Well, Steph Warren, who's the CIO, had a press briefing yesterday, so I got to ask him, and he pushed back against Walorski's claims of another nation-state attack going against VA's network. Warren says VA heard about the potential attack from the Hill, created a data breach response team, asked for help from other government entities to investigate the security of its network, and in the end, VA has been working with the House VA committee about this potential attack.
As of right now, and again, with the conversations, and not just conversations within the organization, we've had conversations with the National Security Council, we've had conversations with Homeland Security, we've had conversations with the FBI and the counterintelligence and the cyber crimes area. And we've asked specifically, are you aware of? And they've all come back and said no. So we will continue to work with the individuals on the committee to run down the details. And I'll be blunt right now, haven't seen anything, right? Haven't seen anything, haven't got anybody who can say this is what happened and this is where the vector was and these are the activities that took place. We're drawing a blank, and we keep pursuing getting the details because I really want to know. We really want to know because if we've got an area where there's a weakness, we want to find it, we want to fill it, and we want to make sure we continue to do that stewardship, that guardianship role that we have. So as of right now, we're coming up dry when we ask for who says and the specifics and the details. And those were not only at the unclassified level, but at the classified level. We have rung every doorbell that we can find, and we keep getting the answer back, have no idea what you're talking about, and we have nothing, nor have we briefed anything that indicates that you were involved in something of that nature.
Now, Warren says the data breach review team also looked at their own audit logs and other information to try to find any evidence. But he says despite the claims from some members of Congress, again, nothing is coming up positive.
If somebody comes to us and says, we are aware of, we take every one of those claims seriously, and until we're able to find something that tells us it did or didn't happen, we pursue it as if it's real. And so Stan was, as I asked him to, reflecting it as a real event, stood the whole team up, pulled back in terms of trying to figure out what was going on, and I believe our review of the notification and all the work that was taking place to try to resolve it will probably be in next month's activity report, because I know Stan met with the cyber crimes folks yesterday morning, and again, they basically reaffirmed, we have nothing. We have nothing on you all. We have nothing from that time frame. We haven't briefed anything, and they were going to go back and just double check. But as of right now, we are not aware of anything substantiated that took place.
Now, Warren says he is interested. Listen, if there's any details out there, if anyone has any details, he made that plea actually to the reporters on the call and said, let us know. It's our biggest interest to stop this from happening. So, Tom, as you can see, there's two different opinions going on here. The committee saying they suffered, you know, VA suffered an attack, and they have confirmation by an FBI congressional liaison. But VA says, listen, we took the report very seriously, but continue to find no evidence. So it's unclear what's really happening inside VA networks, and I think that's part of the problem, the part of the concern, is why are these two differing opinions or differing stories going on?
We're speaking with Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. Now, this has been dragging on now for 2 years, this kind of back and forth over VA cybersecurity, actually for a decade in some sense. What are lawmakers trying to do to push VA to take up the cyber concerns?
Well, I think there's definitely some miscommunication. Something's going on here that I think is leading to frustration on the part of lawmakers. Two members of Congress actually introduced legislation to try to prod VA to act more quickly and more effectively. Walorski reintroduced her prescriptive bill that would reorganize and apply a lot more rigor to the agency's cybersecurity efforts.
The bill directs the secretary to do the following: reclaim, secure, and safeguard VA's network. Defend the workstations from critical security vulnerabilities. Upgrade or phase out unsupported and outdated operating systems. Secure web applications from vital vulnerabilities. Protect Vista from anonymous user access and comply with federal information security laws, OMB guidance, and NIST standards. To improve transparency and accountability, the bill also directs the secretary to submit to the committee a biannual report including a description of the actions taken by the secretary to implement and comply with this directive. The IG will also be required to submit to the committee an annual report that includes a comprehensive review of VA's execution of this directive. Finally, on a monthly basis, the secretary will submit to the committee reports on any discovered security weaknesses.
Now, Walorski says she developed the bill based on feedback the committee received from a members-only briefing in December 2013, which the VA, the VA's Office of Inspector General, and the Government Accountability Office all attended. She says during the briefing, the committee provided an overview of VA's information security vulnerabilities using VA's own internal documents and data and previous testimony from VA's IG. The committee also has had numerous meetings, sent letters, held a hearing specifically on IT security weaknesses back in November 2014. While Walorski's bill is more prescriptive, Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick's VA Cybersecurity Protection Act is more focused on strategy and reporting back to Congress. Kirkpatrick introduced her bill in February.
This bill offers common sense steps to do just that. First, it requires the VA to report quarterly to Congress on actions and plans to address known information security vulnerabilities and provide a timetable for addressing them. Second, it mandates a report on VA actions to hold employees accountable for data breaches. The report would include VA's proposed reorganization of its information security infrastructure. Third, it requires the VA to develop an information security strategic plan that protects veterans' information and anticipates future cybersecurity threats. It requires the VA to recruit and train employees with skills and expertise in information security and to update VA information technology.
Now, Kirkpatrick says her bill is not as prescriptive as others, and her bill would not stop VA from meeting their mission. Now, Tom, whether these bills get through the hurdles become law, it's unclear. But as you heard, I think there's frustration that continues to grow between VA and the committee, and they need to find some common ground, because obviously the back and forth, the what's, you know, who's on first, who's protecting their networks, who's not protecting their networks, all of that is just creating a lot of noise in terms of around what really is the real mission, which, as we all know, is to protect the veterans' data.
And is the VA still endeavoring to find out if there really was an attack at some point?
Well, as you heard Steph Warren say, we have a data breach team. They've looked at logs. They've gone back. They've talked to people within, you know, other government entities, assuming, you know, the National Security Council, the FBI, DHS, US CERT. And so far, everybody's coming back, according to Steph Warren, dry, saying there's nothing happening. But again, the question has to come back to, why would a member of Capitol Hill just spout out something without, especially something like this? I mean, this is not political. This is not something that is going to win her any votes back in her district, per se. You know, so why would she make this public if it wasn't happening? So where's the miscommunication happening? Again, that's the problem, I think, that both the VA and the committee are having.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you for that report.
Thank you.